You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, Ronj, have you ever ridden in an Uber?
No. What's that?
Well, it's a rideshare service. One time I did when Uber was newish, and I was in Chicago with a friend. And I said we were going somewhere with Uber, and my mom thought Uber was the cousin of my friend.
Oh, my God.
Which is hilarious. And he actually had a last name where, like, Uber kind of fit. Like, it was kind of a great name. All right. The likelihood of your Uber being a female driver potentially could go up. And that's because the rideshare app announced yesterday that U.S. Uber users will soon be able to set a preference for a female driver. So the app will let you choose women drivers when booking your ride, like it does for options like Uber XL or Uber Economy. And you can also pre-book with women. Women drivers can also set a preference for female passengers. It doesn't guarantee a woman driver, but it will prioritize them when you're looking for a driver. So only 20% of Uber drivers are women, according to Uber. So now this will let you set a preference for a female driver. They said the reason why they did this is because reports of sexual harassment and sexual assaults in rideshare vehicles have made these companies assess how they look at this. My only caveat is I feel like setting a preference for a female driver should only be an option for women. Because otherwise you could get creepy guys who are like, I only want women drivers. I feel like the whole point of selecting a female driver, I would want that to be primarily for female passengers.
I see what you're saying. That would probably have a lot of challenges thrown its way if they did it that way.
Probably would.
I'll tell you what I miss. I miss big city cabs from like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And what I mean is the cabs that used to exist with the divider between the front seat and the back seat. There was the glass just completely
separate. With the window
separate.
Or not a window? No window.
With the window.
Okay.
Right. But now, even the new cabs don't have that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like that. I want the separation, and I can't imagine the driver doesn't want the separation.
Do most cabs in Chicago have the TV, too? A lot of cabs have a TV in them.
It's attached to the back seat
now.
Yes.
Like a cab, not an Uber, but a cab.
Right.
Yeah, they have TVs. Yeah.
I've been in a couple of Ubers that, you know, they really do it up and they put chargers in the back for you and they put the water bottle. Yeah, all that stuff.
It's pretty nice.
Amy, did you see the new episode of South Park last night?
I did not.
I did not either, but I have seen some clips of it and I have seen a lot of discussion about it because apparently they went pretty hard after the president and it seems like they are trying to coax him into suing them. And I saw...
It doesn't take much. To be fair, it doesn't take much. He's very litigious.
I saw a couple of different scenes. There was a version that almost looked like a real-life AI version of him rolling through a desert, like walking through a desert. I can't explain it to you.
Where did you see this?
On social media.
Okay.
Because people have posted a lot of clips of it. So I've seen that. I've seen him in the animated version, and when he talks, he sounds like a baby.
Yeah.
I imagine that there's going to be some fallout from the president over this episode of South Park.
He is really...
I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but I feel like I need to.
Yeah, he's...
Because I want to see how bad it is.
The Wall Street Journal, he's suing the Wall Street Journal for $10 billion because they published that birthday card from Donald Trump to
Rupert
Jeffrey
Murdoch.
Epstein. Yeah, also, so I watched the Food Network. There is a show on the Food Network called The Kitchen. Love it. It's a great show. One of the chefs, who's an Iron Chef, Jeffrey Zakarian.
Oh.
He's a great chef. He used to actually work at a restaurant in New York and would make Anna Wintour's lunch. She would come into that restaurant a lot. So he's served her lunches frequently. Well, he was going to be a chef. This was a few years ago. For a Trump hotel restaurant. Like, they wanted to put a restaurant in New York, and like, will you be the head chef? And he said, sure. Well, then Trump said some of his more demeaning comments about immigrants and, like, poisoning the blood, that type of stuff. And Jeffrey Zakarian, who is a son of immigrants, and, you know, the immigrant community is important to him, and he's like, I'm not cool with this language. I probably shouldn't be with the Trump hotel. Trump is currently suing him for $10 million. Totally random. Some Food Network chef that I love is in the middle of a $10 million lawsuit.
Well, you know, this is a litigious society, isn't it? And it includes the president. So, hey, when we come back, we are very excited because we have in studio with us Jim Belushi, the actor, the Blues Brother, brother of John Belushi. I mean, you've seen him over the years, and he opened several months ago, Belushi Farms here in Missouri, and he is in Missouri. He's going to be here, St. Charles and Pacific today, and the Ozarks tomorrow, and he will join us next in studio, Jim Belushi on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.